Palmetto Mornings on WRHI. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard.
Good morning. It is 68 degrees out there, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those also listening on the free WRHI app, those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, and those watching us on Facebook Live.
Super excited to have in studio with us Frank Knapp from the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce to talk about Santee Cooper, where we are in this very complex situation, and hopefully you have some good news to share with all of our listeners today, perhaps.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on here and getting me on so quickly. I do appreciate it. I hope that we will have good news. I think we're moving this issue forward. This is the issue of Santee Cooper, our state-owned public utility, that had gone into a partnership with South Carolina Electric and Gas over 10 years ago, to build two nuclear plants in Fairfield County.
Okay. So far, so good.
So far, so good, except things kept on getting out of hand as far as the cost.
Okay.
So come 2017, both SE&G and Santee Cooper pulled the plug on the project. Well, that was probably the correct thing to do. They should have done it earlier. But there are a total of $9 billion in debt. $5 billion for SE&G. $4 billion for Santee Cooper. This is a state agency that owes $4 billion in debt for a project that's never going to produce one iota of electricity. And that's how we ended up here with trying to find a solution.
So the SE&G side of it, that's been taken care of, correct? They've worked it out with all of their ratepayers and customers and everything.
Well, the Public Service Commission made a decision. The Public Service Commission decided they were going to allow Dominion Energy from Virginia to purchase SE&G. SCANA was the parent company. And in so doing, Dominion Energy would absorb $2.75 billion of the $5 billion nuclear debt. And they would acquire the company, and they're running the show. That's done. It's not really where we, the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, would have liked to have ended up. We would like to have had all that $5 billion taken off the backs of the SE&G ratepayer and to claw back all the money that had already been spent by the ratepayer for a project that was going, that was basically a hole in the ground with concrete and steel.
Exactly, because going into it, rates increased to
nine times
increasing the rates to pay for what was going to be this plan, nuclear energy. Good plan so far. Now, the possibility, because there is so much debt, they're still going, I mean, you know, it's like you're double dipping off of the backs of South Carolina citizens.
Yeah, it was an 18% increase of rates for SE&G customers over that 8-year, 9-year period. And again, it was not even for the construction. It was simply to pay the interest on the debt. So, but that's done.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't get what we wanted all the way, but that's reasonably
solved. Something's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, good job.
Then when that was completed in December of 2018, all eyes started focusing on Santee Cooper, the state agency, because it was still sitting there with $4 billion of nuclear debt. And they didn't have any shareholders to turn to. Right? So how was this going to move forward? That's where we are. So the General Assembly finally decided, let's look at our options. So they passed a law, a joint resolution last year, and said, we're going to have our Department of Administration solicit and receive proposals to purchase Santee Cooper, to manage Santee Cooper. Oh, and we'll also allow Santee Cooper to tell us how they would reform themselves so they can do better. So that's where we are. So this week, the Department of Administration released their recommendations for those on those three options. They proposed – well, they didn't propose. They said one option is to purchase. We recommend, they said, that NextEra be the private utility that should be able to purchase Santee Cooper. We suggest that if it's going to be somebody else to manage Santee Cooper, it ought to be Dominion Energy, mm-hmm. the same entity that bought SCENG.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
And then the third option is here's what Santee Cooper – reform plan would be if you decide to let them be a state agency. So that came out this week. We are now in the process of the General Assembly having the next 60 days to review everything and then start debating which of those three options they would like to pick.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, we have been advocating all along that the only way to get rid of that nuclear debt, just like we wanted for SCNG, we wanted to remove all the nuclear debt and to claw back all the money they had already paid. Well, that was the same goal that we had for Santee Cooper. We wanted to eliminate all their nuclear debt so the ratepayer wouldn't have to pay it, and we wanted to claw back as much of what they've already paid in toward that nuclear project back to the ratepayer. There's about 2 million ratepayers out there for Santee Cooper, both direct ratepayers and also through the co-op. So all your co-ops around here, including the one up here, they get most of the electricity from Santee Cooper, which means they buy it from Santee Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So those co-op people have already paid into that nuclear plant that never came to fruition. Mm. So that's always been our goal. And as we go through these, you will see which one of these three options achieves our goal.
Let me ask you this. In terms of looking at the impact it has had, all of this has had on small business in that area and at a state level, what have you seen?
Well, one of our objectives since our inception in 2000 has been to try to keep electric rates and gas rates as low as possible for small businesses, because that's a fixed cost that they have. And if we can keep that cost down, they can be more profitable.
Sure.
And so we've been involved in SCNG rate cases since 2002. I personally have intervened in most of those. We've been very successful in getting the Public Service Commission to see things our way and to lower the proposed rate hikes that SCNG has proposed over the years. Santee Cooper members of state agency. They are not managed or overseen by the Public Service Commission. They make their own decisions of what they want to do and how much they want to charge. Their board of directors does that. It's not responsible to anybody. Mm. They're almost an island out there with no oversight. Mm. Yes, the board is appointed by the governor, approved by the Senate. But after that, it's pretty much anything they want to do, which – according to the report that came out from the Department of Administration, was really the essence of the problem.
I was about to say, haven't we played that song
there
before?
Right. No third-party oversight led to the series of bad management decisions that led to the $4 billion of nuclear debt.
Mm. Mm. Well, the governor weighed in, basically said taxpayers will either continue paying for two reactors, which were never built, or they will get back what they've already paid. Taxpayers will either be off the hook for the billions of dollars of debt or burdened for generations.
Yeah, he might have meant to say ratepayers instead of taxpayers. Although the taxpayers of South Carolina collectively are responsible for that total debt, but it's the ratepayers right now of Santee Cooper and electric cooperatives that are actually have already paid into that nuclear debt and will pay for that nuclear debt unless some action is taken. So the governor's we're on the governor's side on this issue. So would you like me to go through the three options?
Yeah, real quick.
Real quick.
Yes.
Okay. Option number one is let Santee Cooper remain a state agency. They have a reform plan. They put it out there. He said, oh, look, we're going to make all these changes, cost-saving measures, and we're going to reduce our costs. But the bottom line is they are going to still make the ratepayer pay back that $3.6 billion nuclear debt. And they really have no track record for doing this. I mean, it's even – in the report itself, here's what it says. Santee Cooper does not have a history of affecting the kinds of changes contemplated by the reform plan, so its ability to achieve the benefits of the reform plan remain unclear.
Okay.
That was a clean way of saying it's not going to happen.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Option two.
Option two was let Dominion manage it. All they're saying is let's put three or four people in executive management positions, and then we'll form a committee to see how we can save money.
Okay. And number three?
Next era comes in that says we're going to pay billions, we're going to pay off all the debt, in addition to billions more, and we're going to give about $1 billion back to the ratepayer for their past inconvenience of paying more money.
Well, who's going to come do that?
Who's
going to buy it?
Next era.
Next era?
Next era.
Era. And next they're era. Already interested?
They've already the proposal. Department
well,
administration
that sounds like
said
a win-win.
Yeah, we go with option door number three.
Door number three.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's our vote here.
Yeah. Go make that happen for us, okay, Frank?
We'll try.
Thank you so much for breaking down what is a very confusing thing that's happening to all of us in South Carolina into bite-sized pieces. We certainly appreciate it, Frank.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.